thank you everybody for participating this evening. Very, very, oh gosh, what is the word? I just feel the energy of it. I'm a little speechless. So thank you. Thank you for being present. Okay, so we will see. I'm going to read the chat very quickly. Kaleidoscope. No, I will. Yeah, I don't know. I'll figure it out. Thank you, though, for offering. Thank you, Juliet. All right, so let's see how we can be a further blessing. And we will begin with Kim.
How did I know? Oh my gosh. So funny. I was playing around the whole time you had your message, you were giving your message, trying to get on the computer. Zoom wanted me to update, and I was trying to put the password. It was like a mess. And I just got on, like just in time. So, yes, I would love a message.
One moment, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Open your heart. Notice where, and say your first name, please.
Kim.
Thank you. Notice where you are holding judgment, without judgment, about the judgment. So you're not judging it. You're not seeing it as error. You're just simply noticing where you may have a closed heart, where you may have a prejudgment. Where someone irks you and you don't even know who they are. Things of this nature, and offer those judgments, those preconceptions to spirit, without any, without any trouble. So it's sort of like, oh gosh, I really am kind of judgy about this person, and I may know why or I may not know why, but offer it. What you're learning to do, and say your name again, please.
Kim.
You're learning to receive sacred vision. You're learning to receive sacred inspiration. So in English, they're helping you to heal your split mind. They're helping you, and so you want to remember, here's a really big incentive. All judgments are ultimately self-judgment. So this always helps us get our homework done. So they're going to help you see sort of like behind the scenes. They're gonna give you situations, or without you having to know why or how, will bring you delights, will bring you truth, will bring you correct vision. It may be that you're holding a judgment about yourself that you're projecting onto them. It may be that you're holding a stereotype. Who knows what it is? But they're helping you to heal. They're helping you also, particularly, open up to your own source. So you're, in which you already are, but you have, I literally see you like climbing up a staircase where you're going to like higher training, higher advantage. So just play with it, really. The more you can have fun with it, it'll take the edge off. And when you don't even remember for 5 days, and then they're telling me to tell you this, and then you suddenly remember. So in other words, it's not like, oh my gosh, I gotta do this every day, this is heavy. No, it isn't. Like, just whenever it dawns on you, and whenever it dawns on you, is going to be absolutely perfect. So they don't want it to be like cumbersome. More so, they're just helping you show your connectedness. And oh my God, the energy coming through me is so beautiful. They're helping you show, helping you to see your connectedness, and also to improve your vocabulary. Now, the vocabulary is specifically your own beauty, your own essence. Because again, it's like everything we see, this is, when I say this, it's like, oh my gosh, I better get to work. Everything we see on the outer is just, oh God, what's that phrase? Ideas leave not their source. Ideas leave not their source. So in other words, if we're judging, that means the judgment's within. There's nothing, just so you know, it's not about, well, why me? Why am I getting the message? It's just that you're entitled. It's just part of our development, our coursework, and you're ready to receive. So that is your message. And do you have a question?
Wow. I was like, wow, oh, I haven't been judgy. Everyone else has been judgy, but that means I'm judging them.
There you go.
My daughter is somebody that I know on Facebook was getting upset that no one was paying attention to her post, but she didn't understand probably that, like, Facebook, if people aren't seeing her post, it's not on purpose. They really may not be seeing her post, and it wasn't, like, intentional. And I was judging her for thinking that. And the funny thing is, I probably do that all the time. I read into things. And I think it's been, you just made me aware, because I guess I, with all the sensitivities, everyone's sensitive, everyone's triggered, you know, that I must be doing that and then not acknowledging my own, because I'm judging the ones that are judging.
Well, here's the thing. It's part of the universal curriculum. So it's your next step. So what's beautiful is that you're starting to understand the mirror. You're starting to understand consciousness. It has to do with your readiness. So yeah, have fun. Hours of fun.
Yeah.
Hours of fun. And do you have a question?
I don't know if I have a question. I guess because I'm really, really exhausted. Mm-hmm. I've been handling a lot, mm-hmm. like trying to catch up on all the things I need to do, and also taking in what's on the television at the same time, wanting to be informed. And I'm having to trust people again, and I'm trying not to trigger myself too much. I've been trying to sell the other bike. Mm-hmm. And dealing with some people that, again, like, maybe that's where the judgy comes in. Like, yeah, there's some people from my husband's past, some guy with a bike shop, and not take it personally if he gave me a low number. Of course, he's going to want to make money off it too. Not to take these things personally, and not to get too emotionally involved with any of the goings on. Like, I put something on. Something else for sale, and people will make comments like, oh, good luck with that, when I say, no, sorry, this is the amount that I'm willing to accept, you know. And I realize that I'm putting myself out there with strangers, but I did meet, there is one stranger that wants to buy a motorcycle seat, and I have a lot of them in the garage, and he seems to be a very respectable guy that I am going to meet tomorrow night. And I gave him the price that I didn't think I would go that low, but I decided I wanted to do it, mm-hmm. because of the way the person was so patient and kind and respectful, mm-hmm. and I had a good vibe about it. So wait, my daughter will come with me, just just to make my first sale after, you know, of the items in the garage, mm-hmm. the, you know, individual items, just to break the ice and making a sale. I'm doing something that I could probably get more than double for it if I put it on eBay. And some instinct that I had said, no, mm-hmm. give it to this guy and give him a really good price. And maybe, I was thinking maybe my husband was like involved.
Beautiful.
There.
Beautiful.
You know, he brought that nice guy around. So that's
good.
What's going on. It's the trust. It's learning to trust people and really navigate the waters with, you know. And if somebody isn't a good vibe, like a pet, I have a rat in my wall. That was what I was going to ask you. I think he died now. He's been in there a week. Okay? That's embarrassing. I didn't want to tell anybody. I figured it out. Okay? We don't know how he got in. The roofer was here. The same, here we go with the roofer, right? Mm-hmm. They did find one spot where possibly could be. That's not right up, you know. Anyway, so I feel bad even if... I feel bad even if a rat gets in and dies in my wall. He can't get out, and no one wants to help me get him out. They're like, just let him die in there, mm-hmm. and maybe it won't smell.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm wondering how I attracted that. That's what I want to know.
Well, they're saying that's what's here for you to learn. That's what is here for you to learn. So you want to remember that this really is just a dream consciousness, and everything reverberates with our energy, with our belief systems, with our vibration. So as you will offer your witnessing, as you will offer your awareness to spirit, they're saying with delight, you're going to start putting the puzzle pieces together. So in other words, I literally see you like a detective, you know, with the big magnifying glass and the hat. Mm-hmm. It's like you're going to be learning firsthand. You're really going to start understanding how creation operates, how you're creating. So it's really beautiful, the coursework that's laid before you. And yes, good luck with your wall and potential inhabitants.
Well, what I want to know is, did I attract that rat? Like, is there some...
There are no accidents. So what you want to look at is your belief system. Do you feel safe in the world? Do you feel like you're always provided for? Do you feel like people are trustworthy? Do you feel like you're always being taken? So there has been energy in regards to the whole roofing experience, and if it's a benevolent universe, and if you you want to look at your belief systems, I'll say that. You want to look at your belief systems. So this is what you're learning. You're learning how to move with the benevolent universe. You're learning how to know that you're always provided for, that your needs are always met. So, and say your name, please.
Kim.
You're learning how to move with the energy of love. So in English, you're in the process of dropping the old paradigm, the old belief, the old, oh gosh, not that I would really recommend that you don't lock your door and have insurance. But again, we're all in a state of defensiveness, and you have a lot of power. So again, that state of defensiveness is because we believe we're about to be attacked. So this is what you're in the process of, releasing some old beliefs, some old paradigms. So it's good. It's good that you're learning.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's really
good. I agree.
Yeah.
It's a huge piece.
All right,
thank
my
you.
Love. You're welcome. Good luck, honey.
Thank the little rat, too. And thank.
Oh, I'm sorry. And thank. I'm so sorry. Okay. All right. Well, Kim's very thankful. So this is good. Hey, Helen. How may we help you?
Hi, Nicole. I would like a message, please.
Sure. One moment, sweetheart. You're a strong house. When I tune into you, whoo, beautiful energy. You've got this being that is working with you. He's like tall and skinny. He's got dark hair, like black hair, I would say. Let me see what he wants to say to you. And say your name, please.
Helen.
He's got some kind of turban. He's going to be with you for a good part of your journey. He's helping to train you. He's helping you to, like, stand up straight. In other words, to reach for the skies, to align with higher energies, higher truth, rather than just profess the old paradigm or the old belief. He's been with you, oh my gosh, he just adores you. There's some kids movie we used to watch, I want to say it was The Little Mermaid, not that you need to know any of this, but in The Little Mermaid, there's like a butler or somebody that's supposed to watch over her. And he really befriends her. He really just truly loves her. The reason I'm mentioning that is that's how I feel about him. Not only is he like training you, but there's so much love and respect, and he can't like cut corners, because the whole point is your mastery, but he just loves you so much, it's almost like he wants to, even though he knows it wouldn't serve you. So that love, just devotion. So let me see what else he wants to say about that. And say your name again, please.
Helen.
One step at a time. Oh my gosh, one step at a time. I tend to not like to give this message out, because if I give it, I know I'm talking to myself, and that means I have to receive it. You know, like, we always want to be, at the last page. Like, can we just skip to the end? One step at a time. You want to remember that you're kind of like in school, where every lesson builds on the next one. And so when you try to like go out of turn, it doesn't do you any good, because it's not about the skill. How do I put this in words? It's not about the attractiveness. It's about your like spiritual development, or your spiritual understanding, or your your spiritual placement. So in English, watch when you're, I'll just black and white this thing. Watch when you're an ego versus really being the heart in terms of your devotion. Because the second that you see you're an ego, you will no longer be an ego, because you're observing it. That will take you very, he's saying that will promote you miles. So if you want acceleration, that's your ticket home. To notice when you are. I'm just going to give you a really quick example. So years ago, I was just really big. I wasn't trying to, it was just there. I would have all of these, what I would call famous people, drop in, and I would channel them. And then I always thought I would channel a book. And I was very disappointed that process stopped, and I was moved to learn other things. So I was kind of like annoyed a little bit, to be honest. I'm like, where's my book? So they politely showed me how that was all ego. So it's like, I wanted to channel the book. And who knows if the book would come out, like those particular books, if they would come out. But if it's not useful, if in the grander picture, it's not going to accelerate consciousness, it's not needed, it's not necessary. So this is a place where I thought I was being in service, where I actually was an ego, when I had the attachment to something of that nature. So it's that kind of like subtlety that you're gonna see, where you have motivation for something, or you think you're being spiritual, and you're sincere about it. You're really sincere about it, where in fact, you're working out of ego. So they're helping you, and that's what he's saying. And he had this way of training you in another lifetime, where he would kind of bop you on the head a little bit. So it's like, and I think the premise is like, stop thinking, like stop thinking. And I know what he means, because when you move into that space of devotion, it's not, you forget about your will is what happens. You really do. So when you notice that your will's going on, you want to see is if it's because you're following guidance or creating more illusion. So obviously we got to take out trash. We got to do things like we think is best. But again, to look at, and say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
Oh gosh, it's so subtle with you. It's so subtle. Give me a second. Helen, say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
It is so subtle, it's actually tripping me up, but they want me to figure it out. One moment, sweetheart. And say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
I'll just say it this way because I feel like it'll get you there. Watch the spaciousness beyond the mind. So you're going to have thoughts, lots of them. And then just feel the spaciousness beyond the mind. You may feel it intensely at the beach, I suspect, since you're always living there. What you're learning to do is to bring that back home. You're learning how to erect like your own beach in your apartment or whatever. You're very capable. You're very capable of it. So again, they're teaching you, like I'm just watching this guy, like he's moving you. He's like back. You know, like little kids are watching something and they're getting too close to the TV set or whatever. It's like, you're just kind of moving back, you're moving back. That's what he does with you. He keeps, it's not a ruler, it's some kind of stick, but it's like again. So they're helping you, it's almost a little bit like biofeedback, where they're helping you find your richness, helping you find your sweet spot. In English, what it reminds me of is, for me, it's like frequency. If I'm at the high frequency, I know I'm serving spirit in all moments. When I get into lower frequency, it took me a long time, and I'm still learning this, how to attend to frequency as a priority. I'll always be like, well, let me just get this linear stuff done because it has to get done, and then I'll go. And spirit's like, The reason being, if you're out of alignment with higher truth, you think you're getting the job done because we're still in physical form, but you've basically spent that time dreaming, like you're in the dream world. And so when you want to get efficient on your path, you really got to get a little disciplined about the best use of your time. And so that's what it reminds me of with this master, where he's really helping you to move, stay in those places of devotion, of I just call it higher frequency, but like when you're in your mind, and honestly, Helen, we all are, but you're learning that he's saying, like, you've asked for gifts, you've asked. So this is what's required. This is the preparation. So let me stop there. Does that make sense?
Sort of.
Okay, what part doesn't?
It just seems like... No, it's okay. It makes sense. I'm really trying to stay out of ego.
Exactly. Well, I think that's the thing. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Helen.
I'll just say it this way. The second you notice you're there, you're not. So it's not about trying too hard. It's not about straining to do it, I think is the thing. I think you're using ego maybe to try to stay out of ego. As opposed to relaxing, enjoying being in that place of spaciousness. And then when you happen to notice you're an ego, it's like meditating. When you happen to notice you're thinking instead of meditating, you just go back to meditating. You go back to watching the thoughts. So the more you can be playful without it being stress or strain, that's what it feels like to me. It feels like you're trying to force it. You're trying to create it where as you open up to the pleasure of their promotion, it's like everything in divine timing and everything will find its place. So you can't hurry up progress per se. But as you just open up to the natural expansiveness and the natural like return to that higher awareness, and they're saying like expect it to be an ebb and flow. They're saying it's like a dance. Does that help a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, you're gonna have to pray about all of that. Let me just say a quick prayer for them to bring it forth in a way that it'll be more concise. They're saying you get it, but you'd still tend to like to do it your way. And that's just the ego. That's just the ego. You'll get it. You'll get it, sweetheart. I assure you.
Is this being from, we don't know where he's from. He's just a being that's just going to be listening.
He's worked with you in many incarnations.
Okay, I have a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
No question is weird, but long story short, growing up, my dad, when he was alive, always talked to me about Tesla, and I was always like, oh, you know, it was like constant. So long story short, the past 3 or 4 years, I've been really, really getting like drawn to him. Is there any connection that I have with him? It just seems like I'm so connected to him. It's like every time I see his picture, I'm like, whoa.
I feel like it has to do with the energy of your dad. And your dad's crossed over?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess it's your dad saying hi or your awareness that you're aligned with his energy. It gives you support, it gives you stamina. There's a lot of mutual respect between you and he. Because remember, it's like he sees everything from higher placement. And so he receives you on a soul level beyond the form of you being the daughter. So there's an energetic attunement or alignment that is happening. And so as you're seeking higher guidance, as you're seeking higher placement, that higher support of someone knowing and recognizing your truth is very, very attractive because it helps you stabilize. It helps you see yourself beyond. Oh gosh, they're just showing me you with your dad in like multiple lifetimes. So it's going to be an ongoing journey, my love. I feel like in not that long a time period, you're going to tap into other extensions. What I mean by that is what feels like to me future experiences with your father, which somehow are being revealed.
From previous lives? I don't understand. I'm sorry.
It looks like future lives.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Lisa also has a message for you. So I'll let you read that. All right, I hope that helps.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Hey, Miss Heather. Bye, honey.
Hi.
Hi. You look so cute. How may we help you?
Oh,
Thank you. That's so funny. I couldn't hear which queen, so here we are.
Oh, you couldn't hear what?
It's funny that the audio keeps blipping in and out.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah. It's really big today. It feels like I've barely been here. What are we saying today, Nicole? Your opening feels and sounds completely perfect.
I'm going to take a brief moment, my love.